Attention requested. 3, 2, 1.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Gotta go see King James III present the MXO show, the show dedicated to the Matrix Online. So park your hovercrafts, jack in, and crank it up. Welcome to the MXO Show, Episode 7. I am your host, Data Ghost. I have no intro for myself today, so I'm just going to say, I don't know. I have the guy with tips that really make no sense, and with me is my co-host, King James III, the guy who will knife you in the back in PvP and then hyper jump away.
That's my classic move.
That's his classic move, where he'll root you and then stand and dance and taunt you. I taught him that one.
You taught me that. How's everybody doing? Happy Easter, everybody out there. I got my Easter candy here. Data Ghost told me to put it away, but it's still within reach.
Nobody wants to hear you eat that stuff or get sick on candy because we know how much you like to do that.
Well, I got these cool little chocolate Easter bunny heads, so I'm just eating them like crazy.
We all know you got sick on Easter. After next day Easter, off your kids' candy, you know, denying it.
My stomach feels kind of sick right now. If you hear me get up and leave, that's why.
If I'm talking to nobody, that's why.
It's Easter candy.
I ate too much candy. Oh, but it was totally worth it.
Well, it helps having a 4-year-old around, so there's plenty of candy everywhere. Plenty of candy excuse. To steal.
It's a good excuse. Gee, that's a lot of candy you're buying, sir. It's for my kid.
That always sure works.
Yeah, that's my excuse too. It is now, anyways.
Episode 7.
Yeah, been doing this for quite a while.
Wow.
14-ish weeks. Ish. At least 2.5 months.
Yeah, we're almost still doing three. It. Thanks to
next show will be 3 months.
All you listeners out there.
Yeah, thanks for keep tuning in. That's a little,
appreciate
that's
it.
Awesome.
Big time.
Well, we might as well jump into the kind of news section, as I just named it.
Kind of news.
Kind of news, because there really wasn't much.
It's not much here. Yeah.
Not much. So, last week, you guys remember, we announced the Battle of the Bands, Piece of the Blue Sky sort of thing, that they kind of roughly put up and didn't give us much info on. Well, they finally posted a bunch of info on it and what's going on and stuff. So, we're going to tell you a little bit about it, because that's what we do here on our show.
A piece of the blue sky.
Yeah. You can start this one off, King James.
Well, it has here the upcoming event announcement and the final announcement. You want to check that out. It's a quick time recording.
Yeah, so if you guys missed it during the live event, at the beginning event, there was an event announcement throughout the speakers in the in the party places that the concert constructions in the park, I forgot what they were called. And then there was 2 announcements. So if you missed them, people were really asking, they wanted to hear it. So they put it on the website so you can go in and hear what was said.
Right. That was good to follow up on that. And they also have the Battle of the Bands entry page right here on this link. And of course, anytime you want to get our links, you just go to
Thinkskill.com/forms or Thinkskill.com and just hit the forms button, and we have all our notes.
Every
and links
single
in there.
Link.
Yeah, every link we use.
We talk about everything we're talking about is there for you.
Yeah, so what's going on is I guess it's too late now, but went to between now and April 9th, and this was posted on the 4th, so there's 5 days where you could submit your entries, which were, they were taking music, they were also taking in-game videos that people have made, so if your faction made a video or you made a video or whatever, you could send those in or send them links to it, and they're going to get played on the screens, which is going to happen between April 25th through April 30th. And they, so on the screens, they're actually going to be used. So if you guys are wondering why they're there, why they're still there, or why they were there, because they didn't get used in the event, this is why. You're going to see music videos.
April 25th through the 30th. It's coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. You're going to see music videos and game videos and whatever else.
Hopefully it'll be a 3 1-hour segment.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
So that's the goal. So hopefully they could do that. Now, there's definitely a lot of enough stuff on the forums to pull that off between from videos that have been made. So that's going to be really cool for sure. We had update 42 hotfix notes. Hotfix, the notes were posted April 13th, 2006, which was actually finally they've been talking about this since my brain is not working today.
Zen Master.
At all. Zen Master, that's it. Since the Zen Master tree got leaked out,
that's
about
what I'm here for.
That's what, yes, exactly. That's why I keep hearing. That's the vendors now buy back your abilities that you don't want anymore. And how they set it up is they buy back for the cost of the ability to make, plus if it's a leveled ability, the cost that levels it. So say it costs like 12 million to level whatever ability to whatever level you are, say to level 50, costs 12 million. When you sell it, you get $12 million back. I sold some trees and I made like 120 million off my trees.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's almost already gone.
Everybody's running around
some
with
other
money.
Stuff. Yeah, it flooded. Yeah. There's tons of money back in game. So if you guys are low level, if you guys are level 35 to 40, I think that's what it is to get into Sakura. Get in there, start farming those masks and flood the market with those, man. You guys want money and you're too low level to sell your trees? Start selling that stuff to the level 50s because those masks are still good and they'll buy them. So get in there. Start farming those. Flood the market with those again because they're getting rare, hard to get now. Red frag drops have been increased to because so many people are started crafting again for all the new clothes and stuff to April 25th. And I was out there farming some subs and they have dropped. Like, it's way easier to get subs now. So that's really nice. So even if you guys aren't crafting, like, you might as well go now and get your subs. Or whatever, just any red frags, just stockpile them because they're like, it's just so easy right now to get them. And a nice one that people have been complaining about, in-game emails, no longer deleted from the system. They used to only last 30 days. So if you had an email for longer than 30 days, it would get deleted. So they got rid of that, but you can only see 50 emails. And, they say here, if you can't see your emails, you're just a pack rat, and that's too many to have in your inventory anyways. Because really, if you have to keep 50 emails, there's something wrong with you guys. Just create a mule and send them over to there on another alt.
My emails are totally get filled all the time, but, you know, that's from being...
Yeah, but you delete them, though.
That's from being on air, that's from DJing and having a bunch of requests, because I only take it through email. My emails get overpacked, and then I can't take anymore.
Yeah, but you delete your emails.
I know, I delete them as I have to delete them as I get them, otherwise I won't get any more.
Yeah, but there's still people who still have their very first email they got sent to them, right? So that's what they're talking about.
And how many does it hold, 50?
50, roughly.
Okay.
I think is what the number was.
That's
I'm not
significant.
100% sure.
That's significant.
That's a lot of emails. Yeah. Then
of the email system.
Oh, yeah.
Killer.
They changed the banners on the constructions,
party
man,
sites.
I'm an idiot. Yeah, the concert sites. Yeah. I'm an idiot today. Now have the date for the second event, which is the 25th through 30th. They fixed a bunch of bugs, fixed some crash stuff, a lot of CR2 fixes, animation stuff, and timers. Which aren't bad at all. So, I don't know. Nothing really huge. Just appropriate. Yeah, mostly animation. Because, some hacker ones, the animation was super long. or too short for how long it actually took to cast, so they just fixed all that stuff to look proper. And all that. And then today, as we're recording this, today, patch, well, I guess it's an update 43.
It's happening right April now 18th. As we speak. It's already done. It's in.
Yeah, it's up. Episode 4.3 came out, which is cool. It was still done in the old style. I don't know when the new style episodes are coming out. The Flash or the...
I don't know if they're going to use that or not. I think that's still up in the air.
I think so, because it was still done in the 3D stuff, so it was really cool. If you guys cinematic. Haven't watched it, I'm not going to really spoil it for you guys, because I know some people like to see it. And if you guys don't subscribe to the Matrix Online, you should. But if you look in the general section of the forums, there's always a download link that somebody posted on there. I'm not going to link to it, because I really want you guys to play the game. So...
we got a couple new gamers actually in the game from listening to the show. I want to say thanks to those people in the game now.
Cool. Welcome to the show. And this wasn't a really huge patch. Beta caps are now tradable.
Oh.
Which isn't bad, as long as the beta close from original beta don't get traded. The nice thing about the beta caps is now that I can trade them to my alt and free up an inventory spot.
Nice.
Yeah, this adjusted font to improve readable between lowercase L and lowercase I, I think. Some people are complaining about that. I am not 100% sure of what it looks like in-game, because I didn't check. But I don't think it's that big of a difference, because it's just one pixel removed or something from what I can get from Rarebit on the forums. They hooked us up with some new emotes, which are awesome.
Yeah.
The /Russ dance. If you guys haven't done it yet, it's /RUSS dance. It's the Russian dance, man. That is the funniest thing. I was pulled out of my chair laughing. It was so awesome. Like, that is totally worth it. Like, that was just awesome. Tip hat is pretty cool. I know some people were excited about that because they like to do tip hat for RP or whatever they
and
do.
Take pill.
And take pill is cool. So now when I tell people I'm going to blue pill them, I can do an animation to it.
Nice.
and
drink bottle.
There's lots. There's kick door, examine, drink bottle, pick up, take pill, plug nose, cough. Right on, which is kind of cool. Sleep and tip hat. I'm still waiting for my high five.
Oh,
which is
going
to be... the best emote ever if it ever gets into a game high five, because that would no other game I think has /high five, so that would just be awesome, and that's all I would do.
It might as well be this one.
King James wants slap ass, but only to work for males to males.
Ouch.
Oh, burn.
Damn.
Actually, that's what I want.
Oh, but your secret is exposed.
Yeah, that's right.
Master Shadow ability now has 30-second cooldown timer.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know about this, there's actually a thing on the forums about this, which some people got banned for this.
Oh, yeah, What
they were doing is you could do it with the Knife Thrower Tree and Master Shadow. And what you do is there's between the two, there's no timer difference. So what they were doing is you throw a knife... and instantly hit Master Shadow. So you could throw your knife, be back in Master Shadow, and then before it's even like done, and so you're pretty much invincible while doing it, so you're always an invade and you can still throw your knife. So people in PvP were running around doing this, and
boom.
You probably saw the thing on the forums or when you logged in the game saying that, hey, this is an exploit, do it, you get banned. So they finally fixed the timer on that, which is really cool about that. Because that's a horrible, that wouldn't even make me want to PvP if that was like the thing everybody did.
Well, yeah, right? I've been slowed down on PvP until that kind of stuff like that fixes.
Yeah, because there's still a few exploits and bugs that people are taking advantage of. But
of course.
Nothing huge, course. But that's the way it's always been. They're slowly cracking down on it because really I think there's more, that's the more if people don't know about it, we'll slowly get to it kind of feel.
Yeah.
Certain things, but...
And they nerfed the knife thrower.
Did they nerf the knife thrower?
Oh, the suplex.
Oh, right.
I was loving that.
Oh, right, yeah, it doesn't do 1,000 and something damage anymore. Yeah, but being the, like a level 12 move or
but
whatever.
Like a rifleman, I don't know, it seems like they can shoot you once and you're dead. I didn't even see what happened.
Well, there's like the sniper shot. If you use sniper and line up the shot, mm-hmm. you can do almost like you can do over 1,000 damage
that's
with
what
that.
Is.
Right, and that's kind of balancing that I think they should still look into, because it's not fair for, like, no matter how much resistance you have, you can only resist so much of something that's doing 1,000 damage to you, right?
Yeah.
Or over 1,000 damage. So, I don't know, that sort of stuff they kind of need to fix, and that people need to CCR and tell them, like, hey, this isn't, like, super balanced.
Well, you could always tell which trees are most... exploited, because that's what everybody's using.
Yeah, exactly. Why is she a rifleman?
Why are they all riflemen? Oh, that's
why. Yeah, exactly. That's why you see so many duelists and riflemen. It's because, and also because, like, well, these trees roll the highest in Interlock,
mm-hmm.
right? So why not?
But they're working all that stuff out.
Yeah, it's still. It's only been like what 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right, roughly, since it's gone live. So it's slowly getting fixed. At least they're doing it. Like, we've had 2 patches.
They've already done, yeah.
It's come out.
They've already
so
shown
that's
they're
awesome.
Doing stuff.
So that's awesome. Now we need content.
Yes.
Program me some stuff. And everybody else. Now we're into my favorite part, Dev Coffee Break.
Which we still don't have a jingle for.
No, nah.
I say something like this, coffee break, oh, it's a Dev Coffee Break. And then we start.
That's awesome.
If I had some music
awesome.
To it, it might even be cool.
That, yeah, that would be. See, we did it all silent. You guys can just cut that out, put some
music,
send it to
us. Or you might be snapping in the background. That might work, too.
There we go.
We might be able to make our own jingles.
We might be able to. We might. So we're going to jump in this. We got this thing I wanted to put in here called Catch the Can on Syntax. I was reading this. I don't quite understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like it's like some kind of interaction game thing that sounds really fun. And in some way, it sounds like it has to do with the cinematic, but I don't know. It goes... So what it is, from what I understand, is there are 6 different spots in the city. Or, okay, I should start by who's playing this. The Infector. I think that's how his name's pronounced. I don't even know who he is.
The Effectuator.
There we go. They're doing, this was on the 17th, which was Monday of April 2006. What it is there's 6 spots in the city, and they're going to try to find him. And you win a token prize, and fame, I guess they say. And what it is be the first person to get me an intended 400 info trade, and you're the lucky winner. If you can't believe it, it's that easy. So pretty much he's hiding, and you got to find him. And there's something about cans or something. I don't know. I'm horrible at reading stuff. But anyways, so what he's done on the forums is he's like posting, and people try to find him, and then he's leaving clues to where he is. So, sort of thing. I'm not exactly sure who this person is, but it just sounded like it's a hell of a lot of fun, and I want this on the recursion server.
Yeah, we need to have a version of this on the recursion
of this
server.
I don't know.
Looks
yeah,
like he
so
had
just,
a great turnout for the first time he's done it.
Yeah, no, it did. It looks really cool where they're just trying to find, it's like a hide and go seek sort of thing when I'm in a money and have some fun for the day. Yeah, it just really cool. And using the forums and stuff.
Yeah, I like the way he's using the forums to
the
clues,
to do it
yeah.
and stuff. So, I don't know. Congrats to you, whoever you are.
Great
job
Effectuator. You
guys can let me know who he is, if he's actually the LESIG team guy, or if it's just some guy on there. Because I'm not exactly sure, because I'm not up to date on all the new people. Members sometimes on other servers. So we're going to jump to the next one. We got This World is Hell recursion server, because we're trying to cover all servers in this one, which is by the Cryptos guy, and he had a meeting and stuff. Anyways, I don't really want to read this, but I'm going to tell you something that happened a couple weeks, about a week ago, about the cryptos, because this is a little more interesting. I didn't see it on the forums. I think I just missed it. So on the Recursion server, there, what happened was the Mervs got together with Mad Hatton. The Zion got together with Zion, which is Merit, I believe. Or, no, that was with EPN. EPNs, I can't remember who the liaison for the EPNs is. And then the machines got together with their liaison for the Seraphites. And what happened was there's like a meeting and the EPNs are going to fight the Seraphites and the Mers are going to come and beat them all up. And this happened at 01, but the thing was the Kryptos actually showed up and he was at 01 and he walked from 01 all the way to the middle. And the machines protected him, and they fought all the way from the Mervs, or from the machine. Like, the PvP started at the machine proxies and fought all the way to the Taskmaster. And it was, like, this huge PvP fight. Tons of fun. It took about an hour to do.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. And the Mervs showed up, and they beat everybody up, and the machines then beat everybody up, and the Zion beat people up. It was, and then the Kryptos was also fighting, but he's like killed everybody in like two hits. It was pretty funny.
Dang.
Just had his super dev power on. But no, it was super fun to actually do something like that for the people, because there's the RP part for it, right? Where all the RPers are like, "Woo, RP," right? Which
right,
is cool.
Right.
Nothing against RPers. Shout out to you guys. And then there's the PvPers like me, which is like, "Woo, RP," or no, PvP, because I can't speak either today. And I was like, "Woo, PvP." We go there, and there's like this huge PvP battle, and because there's the RPers there, I get to PvP against a ton of people that don't PvP in Mara or wherever we're PvPing that day. So that was super cool, and it was tons of fun, and it was just, I don't know, it was just something that is just cool that they just take their time, the devs, the liaisons, and just do stuff like that.
That's a mini event is what they did.
Yeah, exactly what it was. And then we just went, and it was just awesome. It was so fun. That, I don't know, it's just, it's cool. It just keeps me coming back to the game just because I don't want to miss stuff like that. I've also noticed since the event that the liaisons, at least on Recursion server, have been showing up a lot more towards stuff with, this is the one I didn't want, I just told you about, was the story I was talking about, but I didn't scroll all the way down and look at all the pictures. But yeah, no, it just keeps me coming back to the game when there's stuff like this going on.
Yeah.
Which is totally cool.
Even though I missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to quit your job and if you want to do this. Cuz it always seems to happen when
the screenshots
when you're working.
Are great.
Yeah, it always, every time it's like, "Oh, did you miss this event?" It's like, "Oh, I was at work." It always seems to happen like that.
Data Ghost was there. You're in one of these pictures.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, you actually see me with the machine tag on for this because I wanted to protect the crypto for some reason. So, I just wanted to be part of the Zerg for once because, like, the Mervs don't have a Zerg anymore.
You were hanging with cryptos, huh?
Yeah.
You're caught right here. It's on the website.
I got ganked so many times, though, because I was, like, falling behind. Because I'm like, "Oh, I'll go beat up these three guys." And then they just, like, beat the crap out of me. It was pretty funny.
Tesori, Rogue A, Dragon Master, all these people. Good job. Sergeant DK. I see some Visionary from
Oh, there was lots. There's at least 100 of us there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was huge.
This
it
is
was
really
a huge
cool.
Turnout.
Really cool.
Yeah, it was a huge turnout. And then what do we got? We have back to Syntax server. Together we hold the soil. April 7th. Which is, let me find this. Apparently I don't have this loaded up. On my screen, do you have this loaded so you can start this story?
No, I can give more shout outs. Cyclone,
You're giving shout-outs
the
instead.
Constant. I'm just looking at the picks still.
Oh,
Beenix from Zion, Blindside, Maravichians. Man, you guys are going crazy in 0-1. Finally, 0-1 was... It wasn't a coffee break here. This was a mini event going on.
Yeah.
No coffee involved.
No
time for coffee.
Yeah, no coffee involved.
Nice.
It's like, we're all out. Okay, so we have from Shimida. I'm so bad with names.
What language was that exactly?
That's a Datagos language.
Okay, that's right.
So we got this CPN event thing, right? And what it is
syntax.
Is on syntax, we have the scanner, who is a machine, who talked to the machines about the Seraphites, and he's an exile program who functioned during the war between the humans and machines and stuff. And they're in international. And then they go around and they beat up a bunch of people, which is really cool. This is kind of like what we did, or what happened on the recursion tour with different people. And then the Shimadan girl that's with the kid.
Shimada?
Yes.
Oh, right,
there you go.
Right.
Yeah, she showed up with the EPNs. And then they fought the other people. And that's just what I'm going to say it is. I'm probably completely wrong, but that just sounds like a way cooler event if I just make it up what it's really about.
Well, I got to give some shout-outs to those people who took part in it now. Syntax.
right.
Deebol. I see here. Also, again, great screenshots. Lane. I see P-Bell, Conti, Ortico. Shout-out to everybody who took place. Turkey. Croiz. Twigman, Trey Six, Smoke Dog, and
okay. The show's gonna be like 5 hours long.
Israeli,
everybody, because there's like 100 people in there too.
Not everybody. That's good.
Okay, so we're not gonna forget the vector server.
And there's Shimada.
We have just take your word for it on vector, which is the Oracle showed up. Of course, looks like Debris Court on the bench as usual. And they talked about Oracle stuff. Yeah, there's EPNs, it looks like. And, well, pretty much looks like everybody showed up for this.
EPNs again on that over there? Because over here they beat the scanner guy. They did really well. EPNs doing very well in these coffee break events.
Yeah, so if you guys want to read this stuff, it's on the live events section of the forums. If you want to get the links from our forums to see what we're actually talking about, that's sphinxskull.com. We'll have all the links in there too. So pretty much, yeah, like they all got together with
Oracle.
With the Oracle. Had a big meeting. Talked about the Matrix and the future of it and what they should do. And tons of screenshots. The screenshots are screenshots of the area chat text box, which I really don't like to read because there's always so much junk in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Oracle actually goes there and they got screenshots of the Oracle like baking cookies and stuff or looking like she is. It's awesome. They're in like a mission house thing. Really cool. Check that out. Some wicked screenshots in there.
And shout outs to the people who took part in Vector Server, Orion One, Sam Carter, Akern, and VTech.
Yeah. Oh, right. So that pretty much has everything.
That was a lot of stuff for coffee breaks.
Yeah, and that wasn't even all of it. That was just a few of the stuff. There's definitely more you guys should
they
go check out.
They're definitely keeping us busy with that stuff.
They're keeping us busy. Go in there. If you guys are missing it, just go to the forums, read it, check it out so you know what's going on. There's a few more stuff that we didn't talk about, but it's there for sure. Check that out. That's about it I want to cover. Do you have anything you want to cover?
That was about it for me.
All right, so to the sponsor section then. Right, let's thank Radio Mega City, RMC. Check out their website, radiomegacity.com. They cover The Matrix online.
Shout out to all everybody listening.
SI Radio, SIRadio.fm. They are a multi-gaming radio station. They cover a lot of games, not just MMOs, but also first-person shooters and whatever you're into, console games and all that stuff. They cover that. Check them out.
Shout out to all you guys.
Yeah, check out Rumbar, thematrix.rumbar.com.
Great fan site.
Great, great fan site. Definitely check that out if you guys need information. They have it there. Thinksicle.com, we have to thank, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do this show. That's SPHINXICLE.com.
Thank you.
They made me learn. They made me learn how to spell it.
Everybody at Thinksicle, thank you.
Yeah, they made me learn how to spell it because they're a little upset that I've messed it up since we started the show.
I told them to go easy on you, though.
Yeah, thank you.
He told me to find a replacement. I said I couldn't do it without you.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
That's all behind the scenes stuff. You know,
yeah,
we don't want to
yeah.
bore you guys with that.
No, and our email, of course. Our email.
Our email, nice.
Our email.
We have an email.
We should give that out. We have email that we always forget to give out, so I guess we'll give it out this time. It's
mxoshow@gmail.com. Nice. You guys hit us up. Please send this email. We love to hear from all of you, whatever you got to say. That's why it's there. That's why we made that email for you guys to send us stuff. So please do so.
Definitely. And if you guys want to send us, say, in-game emails or anything, I'm on the Recursion server. Well, I have alts on all, but I may mostly hang out on Recursion server. That's DataGhost with a zero on there, DataGhost. You can send me emails in there, too, if you guys want.
And I am also mainly on the Recursion server, King James, 3 capital I's. You could also catch me DJing for Radio Mega City. Let's check us out there.
Yeah, for sure. And that pretty much covers our show, episode 7.
Thank you, Data Ghost, for making this all possible and inviting me to your studio today.
Oh, no problem. Not a problem at all.
I'm
going to
catch a flight back, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, see you guys in 2 weeks.